Okay, hello. It's Joe.
And Doug.
And we're here to do another side quest.
Yay!
Alright, so I've been here in Toronto a few times over the past month. And Doug and I have always wanted to do a podcast, wanted to do an episode of SideQuest, but we would meet up, go have lunch, start drinking the beers, go shopping, talking about literally everything.
And then like, there's there's nothing else to discuss.
Yeah, no, we'll record tomorrow. And it's like, oh, remember what else you said about Star Wars?
Say that thing again.
So I just got here, literally just walked in, returned the mic on. So hopefully this works, but, what's on your mind?
The first thing I was going to ask you probably before we started recording, that doesn't really have to do too much. Well, that's a Star Wars question. Do you remember that time we went to that consignment store on Ottawa Street and they had that entire room of Star Wars stuff?
Yeah.
Is that place as awesome as I'm remembering it? I haven't been back there since, but it had to be the biggest toy collection I've ever seen at any store. Probably anywhere, to be honest. I remember it being an entire room, as big as my apartment, full of every
boxes
Star Wars
and
thing
boxes
from
and
the
boxes.
70s to present day.
That's exactly what it was. And I think at the time, I know for me personally, I was more of a like completionist, where it's like, no, I only collect this era, like this ship.
But and, I mean, they would have something for anyone. I remember they had old Lego sets, they had like all the like Power of the Force 90s toys, the Hasbro stuff.
But it's like I wasn't the type to just go in and buy willy-nilly, like, hey, it's Star Wars, I'm gonna buy something.
Yeah.
And I think you've sort of transcended that
with
your time here in Toronto.
The trinket
collection just keeps growing and growing. I mean, we should do a walkthrough of your apartment.
Yeah.
A video display. A tour, really.
I keep getting more and more into different things, but the reason I'm asking that is because I'm going to Windsor in 2 weeks, and I'm really wanting to go back to that place, and I'm just, like, wondering if I'm over-hyping it, but you can confirm they did...
It was wild.
I don't remember the prices being very good, but I don't remember them being, like, absurd either. It was pretty much fair, is how I would describe the pricing.
Somewhere in between garage sale pricing and the mall.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's reasonable. There may be a crazy deal. What you'd have trouble finding is right product, right price. Like, you'll find something awesome, but it'll be $100. Or you'll find something shit and it'll be $5.
Yeah,
you just gotta find that sweet spot. And I'm down to just rummage.
Yeah, I'd really like to go there on Saturday.
Saturday, we have plans.
Yeah, do you think we can do both, though? Go there in the morning? The problem with that place is, I'm always in Windsor on the weekends, and they're closed Sunday, Monday. So I usually go long weekends, and like Saturday is the day the only day they're open. They have weird hours, like 12 to 6, fucking Tuesday to Saturday.
Oh, we'll make it happen. If we have to get out on the water as quickly as possible, though.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we should move on.
Yeah.
More on that after we've gone to the store. Look forward to that. Man, I keep freaking reaching down and like, I cleaned up my, It's horrible. I packed up the tent for next weekend.
Yeah.
And I was just cannibalized. I have no idea. Like, both ankles.
Mosquitoes?
All the way down. I don't think it's mosquitoes. It might be spiders or ants or something, but, like, I was just destroyed. I'm so afraid for camping now. Like, if they're in the tent and I just pass
Did
out
Did you
in
not
there,
look through the tent?
No. I went out there to clean it. I mean, it's in the middle of the forest. Like, there's going to be bugs on it.
You've had it set up for a while.
I've had it set up for a couple of days.
Okay.
So, packing it up, there was lots of bugs on it. I sprayed the entire thing with Off. And
yeah,
like,
if you bombed it, I think it's fine. I know.
I have to bomb it again as soon as we get there. Like, I'm thinking just, like, a seance level amount of candles. Like, citronella candles. To make sure I don't just get fucking eaten alive.
Yeah.
But I'm very much looking forward to that trip. It's like locked in. Friday, we're going to go hit the river.
That's awesome. I'm jealous.
Super excited. Well.
Not the weekend after.
Yeah. We'll have the weekend after. Okay, so Ant-Man.
Yeah, did you see it?
I didn't. But
oh, okay.
Go ahead and full spoilers.
Are you serious? Yeah. You want to just ruin the whole thing?
It's an episode of a cartoon, really. Like, that's...
Yeah, I saw it last night. I really liked it. I thought it was good. Michael Douglas was really, really good. I liked his role a lot. It was funny. It was heartwarming. Yeah. I think everyone should see it. It was really cool. It's like, the best thing about it was, I guess you're just not used to thinking, like, what could you do with the power to just make anything really big or really, really small? And that's infinite. You can tell any kind of story with that and do anything, and, like, you're never prepared for what's coming next because you just don't live in that world, and it's really cool to see what they do with that.
Yeah, it's like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, how cool is your backyard at microscopic level?
In a comic book way. Like, yeah. Do you want me to spoil it right now?
Sure.
Okay.
Do they dive into Giant Man stuff?
No, but I get the feel that that's coming. There's a really cool end scene, too, for, and then the one after the credits is like a Civil War teaser.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, but one of my favorite scenes in the movie, I'm just going to spoil this, is they break into the lab, right, to get, I mean, everyone knows that from the trailer, that's why Michael Douglas gets Paul Rudd to help him out. He wants to seal the Yellow Jacket suit that his rival has made to sell to Hydra. So, really? Anyway, they have to sneak into this big building.
Fucking,
and it's
Hydra.
It's a super high-tech scene, and he fucking, you know, they have to scan all his stuff, and he just throws his keychain down in his watch, and, you know, there's a zoom in, so you know there's gonna be something with this later, and he's just got a little keychain, and there's like a toy tank on the keychain, and it comes down to a point where, like, you know, Paul Rudd has escaped and used the suit and his powers, and it's just Evangeline Lilly and Michael Douglas, and he's wounded, and they're trying to get out of this room, and she hands him the keychain, and he just, like, boop, like, turns it into the real tank that it is, and they just drive it out of the building. It was the best, like fourth wall kind of thing, like, breaking down, like, oh, how are they gonna get out of this? Paul Rudd's gonna have to come back and save them, and it's just like, no, he has the power to do anything, and that's how he's just going to solve the situation.
Well, hold on, though, but the science is that you can take a keychain tank?
No, and then so make it was grow a, and it was a tank that he put into a keychain and then brought it in there and then reanimated drove it through the building.
That's cool. Okay, yeah. I'm with you on that. So real tank, he shrunk it.
Yeah, it appeared to be just a tiny one-inch keychain, and then he just...
That's awesome.
Right away.
So that's the kind of level of fun that I'm looking forward to. Like, yeah. I really want to watch it. That's why I don't care about spoilers.
It's full of things like that. It's full of just awesome... And, you know, like, I thought... Yeah, I knew something was going to happen, but I just didn't know what it was going to be. And there's just all kinds of stuff like that.
I'm cool with Evangeline Lilly and Paul Rudd both migrating into the Marvel Universe. Like, I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, me too.
Like, we're losing cool people quickly, you know, like with the original Avengers, like, kind of down their contracts, things like that. So
yeah, with Civil War. Do you care if I spoil the end scene?
I've heard about it. I think, like, I know
it's just it's a quick 20-second teaser, right? It's just Captain America and Hawkeye. Is that his name?
Falcon.
Sorry. Have,
well, Hawkeye's in it, but I know Falcon's in this movie.
They have the Winter Soldier, and he's trapped, like, they have his arm in a machine and he's kind of losing his mind or whatever, and they're talking about what to do, and Cap's like, don't tell Tony, like, I don't want Iron Man involved in this, he can't know we have him, get Ant-Man in here and he can help us out. So they've confirmed he's going to be in Civil War, and it's setting up the battle. I think
what I'm troubled with is that I feel like the Ant-Man character is both Michael Douglas and Paul Rudd combined. It's fine.
It really is. And
so,
you,
like,
you mean,
but,
for future movies?
Yeah. Like,
yeah, I don't know how much Michael Douglas is going to be in.
Exactly.
The other
he's the smart one. He's the brains of the operation, right?
Yeah.
And then Paul Rudd's just sneaky and he can fight, I guess.
Paul Rudd's a good enough Ant-Man in and
if
of
you
himself.
Have Evangeline Lilly, she could act as the brains.
Yeah.
So maybe it's the pair of them, like, because he's just he doesn't have the mental capacity of, like, Tony Stark or anything like that. He's just literally got the suit.
Yeah.
So.
But, and great thieving skills, I guess.
Yeah.
Which
could, I mean, the other character is Black Widow, who does the espionage, mm-hmm. Spy kind of stuff, so maybe they'll pair up them too. Could be cool. I mean, yeah, the Giant Man
Yeah, dilemma, they didn't touch on that at all in the movie, but I mean, I imagine something they're going to come back to when they introduce Wasp, and she'll go small and he'll go giant man, right? That would be, that's the Avengers pairing I knew.
Yeah, like, I don't know about seeing giant Paul Rudd, like, fighting in Infinity War. Like, they've
cool with the suit. The suit looks cool. Do you like
the look of the suit, but they'll give him another suit. Just for toy sake. I mean, has anyone ever worn the same suit in two different movies?
No, I guess not.
But it does look cool. So yeah, that makes me excited. I'm going to see it on Thursday.
Nice.
Yeah, so looking forward to it. A couple of questions. It's like, it's the capper to phase two.
Yeah.
So no more phase two. What was I going to ask about that? Oh yeah, with all the integration into like Marvel, was there any hint of Edgar Wright? Like, in the movie, or like, is it completely just like rewritten, redone, just like any other movie, or does it have anything?
What do you mean? Like, did it have an Edgar Wright feel to it?
Yeah, did it feel like Scott Pilgrim at all?
Yeah, I would say it did. I think I don't really understand what happened there. Like, I know he had the script done and then he quit because they wanted to change it or something like that.
Well, there was probably no Falcon in his movie. There was probably no Avengers in Edgar Wright's movie, or Hydra.
It was really cool, man. It was really funny. Especially, I would say, it almost felt like the first hour was his, and then the last part of the movie was where they made all the Marvel changes. And that first hour is great, and really humorous, and heartwarming.
I can see, like, the jump through the keyhole kind of thing is Edgar Wright.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that kind of...
There's a lot cool of... I won't spoil, like, the first half hour, because there's just, like, you know... how he is as himself before he meets Michael Douglas. I feel like that's all Edgar Wright, and that was really cool.
Groovy. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited for it. I know that there's a lot of hate, like...
hate is just, like... Is the hate, though...
I think it's the same kind of hate that Guardians got before.
Exactly. It's the average person going, like...
This is too much now.
It's the same Superman hate, too. Like, well, he's too perfect. How can you do that? It's like, you can tell a story within that. He's not a flat character. Like... There's ants in it. It's goofy. It's funny. It's not like...
Yeah. Hey, I didn't even have this in my notes, but Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah. I just added that to my notes. Yeah, if we're done with Ant-Man, we can move on to Comic-Con.
I can happily be done with Ant-Man.
What was your best of show for Comic-Con?
Star Wars behind the scenes, probably, for me.
Okay, that's what I'll say, too. Say something else, because that's a whole other thing we can talk about
later. I'm really not vibing on the whole DC thing.
No?
No, I mean, I'm not going to hate on it, but it's, nothing's jumping out at me. Like, you know what, as excited I was for Superman, I'm like, this is going to be fucking awesome, you know? Yeah. I like Zack Snyder, and now I'm, like, I don't like the stamp that he put on the DC universe.
Yeah.
And it bleeds right through in the trailer, in the new trailer. But, like, I do like Ben Affleck.
There's a lot I could, like, I don't know, I was worried about and dislike. I'm trying to focus on the positives and hope that it will be good.
Yeah.
There were some things I liked in the trailer, but mostly just the action parts.
I recently...
Ben Affleck looked cool, yeah.
Man of Steel went on Netflix, and I was like, okay,
I rewatched
it
too, yeah.
I'm going into Man of Steel. Like, it's one thing to say, like, oh, we're going to add validity to the events that happened in Man of Steel, and, like, people died and all that stuff. Like, if you start doing a body count, it's, like, the middle of fucking Metropolis, New York. Yeah. And... the entire gravity of the planet shifts. And, like...
thousands die.
That's extinction level... what's the word I'm looking for? Fucking event.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, well, 13 people died in Wayne Tower. Like, if you're actually gonna... if you're gonna give weight to the fact that, like, oh, this is how society's gonna address this, like, the whole world would change. Just the fact that there's aliens.
Yeah.
Like...
You can't tell that in a 2-hour movie.
To say, like, oh, this is the repercussion, Batman's pissed. Like, I don't know. I'm fine with them being connected. I think there's really cool imagery with, like, seeing the fight from a different perspective. Like, seeing the fight from Bruce Wayne on the ground level is awesome. That shot of, like, him looking at the opposite direction of that building, getting just,
like, well, the laser-eyed. Part where fucking Henry Cavill just peels open the Batmobile. He just stands on it and just out.
Yeah.
They
eventually have to become buds. There's another villain, obviously, Lex Luthor.
Well, let me...
Do you think Joker's going to be in
this movie? Let me say this. The thing that gets me most excited is the rumor that, you know how General Zod was in the trailer, his dead body?
Yeah.
There's a rumor that Lex Luthor isn't the villain, and he tries to revive Zod and creates Doomsday, and that's the villain in the movie.
Isn't it too soon for Doomsday?
I would like that a lot if Jesse Eisenberg wasn't the villain and he, you know what I mean? He kind of just played the advocate and became a villain later on.
Okay. I think that's the end. I don't know. Like, I can see. Here's my theory. Lex Luthor is posing as Joker to somehow get Batman involved. I think, like, he's posing. I don't think Joker's actually going to be in this.
I don't think Joker's going to be in the movie, no.
But, like, the whole thing with the army of Superman soldiers, like, they're not Supermen, but they wear the S on their shoulder, and, like, they...
Yeah, I haven't heard much about that.
It's in the trailer.
Is it? I didn't really even
catch it. It seems like this movie's all over the place, and then you've got... I'm pretty sure Aquaman's in it. We know Wonder Woman's in it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it could be fun, but they have to, honestly, like, take a step back and enjoy the story at a low level. Like, Superman should not be so mellow all the time, you know? And
yeah.
It's like trying to add these darkness to Spider-Man. They've tried it so many times, and, like, the darker they go, the worse it gets, because, like, you're just not having fun.
Yeah.
Which I'm sort of embracing in the Marvel Universe, but I do like the grittier stories. Like, there's no debating Christopher Nolan Batman movies were good.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, it's just I'm not into it, and they're totally doubling down. Suicide Squad is they completely ripped off the Age of Ultron trailer with that song in the background, the high pitched girl singing, and yeah. Like burn, like just I don't know what that movie's gonna be about. Yeah. I hate Will Smith.
Do you?
I hate him.
I
like there was a time when
I was excited for him, but he had the most lines in the trailer.
Save the world.
Like, and I didn't like the way he was reading them. And I also did not like at all. I'm not writing it off completely because I know there's a lot of hate on the internet, but Jared Leto's Joker, I did not enjoy in that trailer. The 5 seconds of it.
Yeah.
I didn't like the way he was talking. It just felt so forced. Like, we got to make him creepy. It just let it fucking be. Like,
it's hard to one-up Heath Ledger. I mean, that's the elephant in the room is...
Yeah.
That's what he's going to be compared to.
I appreciate that they're trying to do something completely different.
It doesn't seem like
they're just trying to be too... It's too in your face. Like, I don't know. I wish he was more regular.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. I'm not really vibing on the whole DC thing. Is that all they showed DC was Suicide Squad and Batman? And
those
Superman?
Are the only big ones, really.
Oh my god, rewatching Man of Steel, Lois Lane character is a mess.
So bad. And the fact that she's in Batman vs. Superman is terrible.
Yeah.
There's, like, I don't care how long she's in it for, there's no redeeming herself. She's in it. There's a lot of characters awful. In it. She should not be in it.
Yeah.
She was probably the single most problem I had with Man of Steel.
I didn't see a lot of the X-Men stuff, but I hear that was the... takes the cake. Deadpool yeah. specifically was.
I didn't see that trailer.
Received. I haven't seen it either. It's one of the ones that didn't leak.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna wait for the full res. I think it's still like a shitty cam version. So.
And they did show some Apocalypse stuff, but I didn't see any of that either. But those movies are solid. I think they're perfect right where they are. Like, they don't need to do any more world building. They're kind of just having fun with it. They're more like the reboot stage. I mean, Hugh Jackman is ready to quit, and you can't recast Wolverine.
No.
And you need Wolverine in those movies, so it's going to be interesting to see what they do with that franchise.
Are you worried about Fantastic Four at all?
Yes.
Yeah, me too, the lack of coverage.
I am worried about it.
It's a little... Like, it's going to be one of those things where, like, if it's getting slightly bad reviews, I don't even think I'm going to see it in theaters. I'll just know it's not worth it.
Yeah.
I hope it's good, but... The trailers look awesome still. I'm still right there with the trailers, but...
That director recently exited Star Wars.
So. What's his name again?
Trank.
And what Star Wars was he directing?
I don't know if it's Trank. The...
The Han Solo movie?
No, the one preceding Episode 8.
Episode 9, then? Or just the standalone
No, the standalone
after.
In between.
So isn't that going to be the Han Solo one?
What I'm pretty sure has happened is they replaced his movie with the Han Solo movie. Because he exited, his movie went with him, and now they're doing the Han Solo thing instead.
Okay.
Which, that studio is, like, just banked. Like, everything, every asset they build, like, they can just carry over movie to movie. It's like a digital landscape where, like, every time you build a new environment, you can just use it. It's kind of like that with Star Wars. I mean, why not use the same ships and the same, like, armor and stuff? Well, they wouldn't be able to use the same armor.
You know what I was thinking yesterday?
It's dated differently.
Do you think there's any chance they'll throw the little teaser after the credits in the new Star Wars movies?
No way.
No?
No.
Yeah, it's too special to the Marvel ones, I suppose.
Yeah, the Marvel definitely championed it. I mean, it's not the first time we've seen after credits stuff.
No, but it's like you expect it. It's there. Like
it's a conversation piece. How's the stinger? Like how what did they show after the credits?
No, it's great.
But yeah, there's too much reverence, I guess, to the Star Wars stuff that. Like, I was thinking in my Star Wars edit that's soon to be released on allorange1.com, I did something creative with my intro, and it's like, oh, I really like the way that happened, and possibly could something like that happen in this new movie? It's like, no way, not a chance. That movie is going to start with long time ago, galaxy far, far away, and then boom, the crawl. Like, it's going to be a sequel to Jedi.
Yeah.
There's not going to be anything different. Anything you don't see in Jedi. There's not going
to be any introductions to old characters or...
I don't... Yeah, like, will they...
they're just going to be there.
The Millennium Falcon comes on screen, and it's like, will there be this huge, like, hero moment where the camera pans around it and reintroduces the Millennium Falcon? I don't think so. I think it's just like, you saw this in the last movie. There's no reason to do that. I mean, that's something that the Hobbit movies did. Like, they completely fetishized the ring, like, for no reason. You're not supposed to know it's important. So, like, why is there so many close-ups on it? Like, you know, I mean, it's a storytelling mechanic. Like, what do we want to show in a one-shot? Like, change the song, give it its own theme. I don't think we're going to see any of that. I think it's just going to be a flatline
sequel to Jedi. I sent this to the group the other day, but...
Fetishize.
Speaking of Lord of the Rings, yesterday at like 2 p.m. in the afternoon, I'm walking down Queen Street, and Elijah Wood walks right past me.
Oh, yeah.
And I look at his face, and it's like, he must have seen me, realize it was him, and seen my face changing. I was like... And then he just turned away, and I was like, Sarah, that was Elijah Wood. And this girl, like, who was next to us was like, was that the guy from Lord of the Rings? And I was just like, Elijah! And he turned and looked back, and, I wish I could have asked him some clever Lord of the Rings question, but I just kept walking.
Something obscure. Broken Age was all right. So, movies. Anyway, what else? Movies. Star Wars.
Speaking of the Han Solo movie.
What did I want to ask you about? Go ahead.
Have you heard the rumors that it might be Aaron Paul cast as a young Han Solo?
Long ago, I've heard those rumors.
I don't like that.
I never watched Breaking Bad, but honestly, Aaron Paul's too old. That's what scares me about these Han Solo movies, is he's like 30 in A New Hope.
He's younger than 30, isn't he?
I don't know.
He's like our age.
Well, I'm 30.
Yeah, I guess I'm 28.
If it's got anything to do with like 30, but... So let's think about this. Moving back in the timeline, how long ago did he get the Millennium Falcon before he met Luke? How long did he meet Chewie before he met Luke? In league with Jabba the Hutt, like how long ago was that he had to dump that shipment because of Imperials? Like,
I'm fine with it being 6 months before they got together and they've just recast Han Solo.
You think they're gonna go that close?
how they can't have him be fucking 20. Like, or they could, I guess, but in Hollywood, a 20-year-old and a 30-year-old can be the same actor. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, what about...
A 35-year-old plays like a 25-year-old in Hollywood.
I think there is some polarity there, right around, like, 20, 22, 23. Like, a 23-year-old could be, in like, fucking Han Solo. A 21-year-old could be Anakin Skywalker from fucking... Like,
yeah.
They struggle with that with, I don't know if I'm making myself clear, but they struggle with that with Spider-Man. Like, how old do we make him before he's an adult who acts like a kid, or a kid who's acting way too old, you know? Like, it's just a weird thing.
Yeah.
But would you age stamp the new characters? Like, Adam Driver as Kylo Ren, 31, 32. You know what I mean?
Sith Lord doesn't even... age is different. Like...
Well, if you think about, like, recruits...
In, the movie's in, not like, going to be about him as a teenager dealing with issues and deciding to be a rebel. It's going to be him as... Or a smuggler.
He isn't, yeah.
It's going to be him as a smuggler.
What would be cool... And his
life during that time.
Is if it's if the movie is starring Han Solo, but it's not about Han Solo. That would be the best thing to do.
Yeah, I agree.
So he's just the main character in this other story. Just like Mad Max, for example. Like... That's the best way to do it. So
I agree.
Let's think
what, that. To be honest, like let's when I heard about that, I was like, "Yeah, it didn't excite me that much."
Yeah.
I would have been much more excited for the Obi-Wan confirmation.
I'm there too. It seems really like Disney-ish.
Yeah,
you know, like so. I'm a little skeptical. Chad is feeling it hard.
Is
He's
he?
Like they're completely oversaturating Star Wars, and like he doesn't like it at all.
It's Star Wars is the most oversaturated thing in pop culture, though. I mean,
the movies held some weight, though.
No, and I agree, but
and he's worried about like it going the way of Marvel. Two per year, they're not that good. They're great, but they're not that good. Which I don't know. I mean, that's his own opinion.
Yeah, I hope that happens. I want as much of it as I can get. I like the Marvel Universe a lot, and I find things to enjoy in honestly all of those movies.
I agree.
Like, there's not one I didn't watch where I wasn't entertained.
It's a matter of like pride for the franchise. Like yeah. We both have Star Wars tattoos, so if it gets to a point where we have to pick and choose where we're proud, like what we're proud of. Like
that might be a problem.
But
yeah.
It kind of already exists. Star Wars already exists in that realm.
The books, in the comic books already. And I know that has like a smaller audience, but
yeah. They've
done that tenfold in novels already.
Yeah, like they are taking steps to, I use the word again, polarize. Like this is Star Wars and these are the anthology movies where it's like
yeah. They
could be marketed two different ways.
That
studio has nothing else to do but make Star Wars movies right now or Indiana Jones. They don't own any other fucking...
I'm perfectly happy with that. I think, like take episodes 7, 8, and 9 as one thing and then take the anthologies as something else.
Yeah.
And the anthologies are going to be like everything in Star Wars. Like we always talk about how there's anything you like about Star Wars, you can... just have all of that in something else. Like, you can have sword fights with lightsabers, you can have Sith, you can have Jedi, you can have space fights, anything you want. So
military-based stuff.
Yeah, do that with the anthologies. And let the fans pick what they want from it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as far as we know, Rogue One is a heist movie. War movie.
With a heist goal, yeah.
So, I mean, take the genre and throw Star Wars at it. Like, there could be, like, Coruscant Police Force as a TV show. Just take the police procedural and throw Star Wars at it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm okay with that, but they have to, you know, that seal of approval, that seal of quality still needs to run through.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. You vowed. Not vowed, but you wanted to bet me? Or, no, you guaranteed that I would see a Star Wars trailer at Comic-Con. And it came and went with no trailer.
I can't believe that.
Baffled.
I was baffled. When... then, okay. I realized I lose some legitimacy here because I said that. But, however, I did call it...
No, your logic was sound.
I did call it for the last teaser. I knew at that panel for Star Wars Celebration they were going to show the trailer, the teaser. That happened. My next thing, logic-wise, is... You're going to get the full-length trailer on Force Friday, September 6th, when the merchandise comes out. It's going to come out that day. They're going to release the trailer. The hype is going to be tenfold, and that's the day they release all the merchandise for the new movie.
That date is already set.
It's like... September 6th. It's Force Friday. Everything comes out at midnight. All the stores are doing a midnight release. Every Lego set, every lightsaber, every Hasbro toy, they're all coming out at the same time.
Yeah.
So, you're going to get the trailer then. And it's going to be the biggest merchandising push of all time. I can't even believe they're doing it that shamelessly, to be honest. But I don't care. Like, here's your trailer. Go buy all this stuff now. That you're so fucking hyped for this movie. Go get it all.
Yeah.
And they're going to sell millions.
Did you happen to see the creature that they brought on stage for the panel? I didn't see that. So, if you have a link.
Yeah, I got a link. It's on YouTube.
Well, we'll get there. I'd love to see that. I have no idea. Was it the mask salesman?
Yeah.
Okay.
They named him, too. Fuck, what is his name?
Something Bob?
It's like Bo Dib. It's something. Fuck. That, you know what? JJ didn't confirm that was his name. He said, this is what we've been calling him.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, I'm down.
It looks amazing, though. It came out, and it there was a guy in it somehow, but you would have never been able to tell. It had a hunchback.
Did you see in the behind the scenes, there was a practical built, like, creature, and the face was moving. The facial, like, this thing had complete facial animation.
Like animatronic?
Yeah, animatronic. Yeah. And then there was a computer screen next to him where it was a guy doing motion cap. So, like, if I raise my eyebrow, this robot raises his eyebrow. So it's literally, like...
It's motion capture for the animatronic creature. Yeah,
it's, like, that's it's awesome. A way to do mocap without digital effects.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, it's an actual mask or face making all the movements. It's mimicking a human being, so it looks... It's actual, what do they call it? Performance capture.
Yeah.
But it's not a CG person. Like, that's, like, the perfect balance of, like, the technology there.
Yeah, so, well, it was kind of similar, too, with the Millennium Falcon cockpit. How they had, the real one moving around, and then they had, like, the green screen, too. But they're in a cockpit moving. It's a moving fucking prop.
Yeah, so, like, if the Millennium Falcon is meant to move forward or stop or something, like, I don't know, any of the acrobatics it does or maneuvering,
yeah,
the actors will actually have to adjust their balance in the shot.
It's awesome.
Amazing. So good. Perfect. Really. I'm done with Star Wars. Let me see my phone. I had one more thing written down. Oh, yeah. It's games related. So why don't we take a quick break? I'll save it. And then we'll get into games. Or do you want to add anything else?
No, I think that's about all I had for Star Wars. Yeah.
Hey, we're back. Now we're going to talk about video games a little bit. Ghost. The only thing that I have written down for games is Iwata dying.
What?
President of Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
Died. So, what I want to talk to you about is literally, like, the president of this company is gone in a transition phase, like, where they're moving on to new hardware. I'm sure it's not too early or too late to make
decisions.
Like, somebody else could come in. We could see a whole...
Just give it to fucking Miyamoto.
I almost don't want that.
You want a fresh guy.
Yeah. They need someone to, like, pull the reins a little bit. But, like, that guy...
That could be dangerous, though.
Make no mistake, he was, like the driving factor, right? I mean, he had to appease the...
He oversaw the launch of every console, including the Wii U.
Well, Wii U, Wii, and I think it was someone else for GameCube.
I'm pretty sure it was him for GameCube. It was him for GameCube, DS, and 3DS. He wasn't 64, though.
And Wii U?
Yeah.
So all of those, what they have in common, aside from GameCube, is the whole control style and new ways to play the game, all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
But they've seen mixed success there. So, like, I'm wondering what's going to happen there, you know? Like,
yeah, well, it seems like it's a really weird time for that to happen, because he would have been making the decisions to... I don't even understand what they're doing. They're releasing another console potentially in the next year or two? Like, they're just going to cut the Wii U, and that's... risky.
Well,
let's let our games be on mobile. Like, they're essentially selling out a little bit with the whole mobile platform thing.
Yeah, they had strong words against mobile games.
So if a new president comes in, my fear is how much are they going to sell out?
Okay, well, they are sellouts. The Amiibo, they whore out their franchises, all that kind of stuff. I mean, they're there to make money. They have.
And I'm fine with it. I'm happy to buy it all as a fan. Like, they're not as bad as the Star Wars franchise.
I guess what I'm like, would you want them to change course?
Yeah, I guess so. As a Wii U owner, I'm not too happy about it. I'd rather they just rebundle the Wii U with a Pro Controller and, like, fucking come out with good games for it. What else? What is this new console going to do for me? It's going to have the performance capabilities of the PS4 and the Xbox One, and I'm going to get a Pro Controller, I don't necessarily want that. I'm fine with the games looking the way they do. I just want them to be good and play them in a controller that feels comfortable for me.
Fair enough. I mean, it's going to happen. Why not just rebundle it? Because, you know, the amount of, like, damage that has been done
with
the launch and the preceding, like, 3 years of lackluster games, things like that, like, it makes more sense to rebrand.
Yeah.
Like, try again.
I'm just saying, as a Wii U owner, it sucks.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, Wii U wasn't excited about it.
It wasn't very expensive in, like, yeah, on the plus sure. side.
Probably just sell it after Zelda and...
Zelda's not coming out for Wii U.
Yeah, it is.
No.
They've confirmed it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I know that, but they confirm things all the time, and then they just disappear.
You think they're just going to scrap that? And
No, I think it's going to be on the new one.
It's going to be the swan song of Wii U.
Might be both. But I would...
Oh, yeah, the Twilight Princess?
Yeah, that whole thing?
That whole thing. I hope that happens. Launch day for fucking the new one. And
this crazy Zelda game. But it is a Wii U game, so it's likely smaller than you'd expect. But, I mean, The Witcher is a good example. Like, a huge, bloated map doesn't necessarily translate to... The best rewarding thing. Gameplay. I mean,
no.
The size of Ocarina of Time is perfect.
Yeah,
I can get from even with Witcher, the like, lake to the mountain in like 3 minutes.
Like, there's the issue of content too. Like, I loved how I played the game and I had fun with it, and then I sold it on Kijiji. And I remember the guy I sold it to he was just like, "Oh, this isn't your game. Like, you just didn't like it." I was like, "No, I had fun with it. I beat it." He's like, "What are you talking about? There's over 600 hours of gameplay." It's like, yeah, I read that statistic too, but how many times are you going to go into the cave and kill the thing and go back to town? Like, I played it to a point where I had fun with it. I did all what the things I thought were cool and those type of quests, and then I decided it was time to finish the game, and I did that. And I know they're releasing hours and hours of content every week, but who really cares about that? I mean, they've proved their point with, like, a game should be a game, and you pay your price, and you don't have to keep buying DLC. I like that, but I think at this point, it's just they're just pumping out useless quests that no one cares about.
Yeah. Well, there's really no point in having a giant world if you can't fill it up with anything.
Yeah.
And in Zelda, you don't level up by killing beasts or anything like that.
No,
so
it's your,
like,
items and your, like...
Yeah, so, I mean, there's really no reason to make this vast landscape in between the dungeons.
You want
something for scenery, and you want some fun. There's going to be cool, like, horseback riding missions, or... I know in Twilight Princess, like, you had to chase a carriage through Hyrule, like, and like, it was kind of like a Fury Road type situation where you need to stop this thing, and, like, they keep throwing enemies at you.
Well, what I'm hoping for is, they called A Link Between Worlds, the 3DS Zelda, an open-world game, too, and that was open-world in the sense where, once the game opened up, you had your 8 dungeons, and you didn't have to do them in any order.
Yeah.
So the game was like, do these 8 dungeons, and then go here when you're done and fight the final boss, essentially. And you had all the items available to you right away, and that made for, like, an amazing gameplay. I tried to go back, or I think I tried to play, like, I played Wind Waker after it, and honestly, it was hard to not have that freedom.
To go linear?
Yeah, it was really hard. So if they do something like that again, it would...
Are you ever in a situation where you think, like, I need to come back? Like, I don't have what I need in this dungeon. I better go find something else. Like, where you've hit a wall, or, like, you can get through every dungeon right away.
You need a certain item for each dungeon, and that's available to you right away. There's a shop that has all the items.
Yeah, but if you run directly to the dungeon, you have no idea you need the item. You will have to leave and you'll get it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And you
but
can,
it's easy
you
enough
can
to get
unlock
back and get
that
it.
Through any means in the game, or you can just go buy it or rent it.
You can't unlock it, you have to rent it.
Really?
You won't find it in the dungeon. Yeah, I think there were some items you would find in the dungeon, but
see,
you
that
need an item to get in the dungeon. Like, it's basically that. You know where the dungeon is on the map, but in order to even get into that door, you're going to need that item. So you'll figure that out, and you go rent it. And that's part of it. It's like, there's 16 items here. Which one of the 16 do I need? How do I need to manipulate it to get into this dungeon? And once you're in there, you know that's the one you're going to be using the most in that dungeon.
Cool. Well, I would kind of be interested in the pivot. I'm not sure I need three pillars all working towards the same goal, like the same product, where Xbox and PlayStation sort of are the exact same product.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want a third one in there, but I would just like to see what that looks like, I guess. It's kind of tricky. Like, they're so far removed from playing in that sandbox, like, being associated with the other two.
Yeah.
That you almost have no choice, like, to come out with something that parallels, like, that goal would be interesting for us, but it would be meaningless from a consumer standpoint. Like,
it's interesting because it's like,
unless they're gonna merge with Apple or merge with Sony or something like that, and
the Apple merger could be cool, but who knows. I mean, it's interesting because you have console wars, and I know you don't really count Nintendo in there, and I don't either. I think Nintendo, in terms of gaming, has there's no war when it comes to branding. Anybody knows Nintendo, like, that's not even a war. Sony and Microsoft are competing for brand power for their consoles, but Nintendo owns that space. Every parent and every grandparent knows the name Nintendo, and they might not know what a Wii U is, but they know who Mario is, and that's just, they own that space.
I think Nintendo's problem is they want to pick and choose when to be associated with Sony and Microsoft. Like, I like the fact that they do things differently at E3, or, like, even that, do they even need to be there?
Yeah.
Like, no, we're still part of this experience, but it's so far from the popular.
Yeah.
Like, you're setting yourself up for failure over and over again by just agreeing to be involved with those kinds of trade shows and things like that.
Yeah, but...
But at the same time,
they have a huge presence there, and they've always been there, so... And they kind of made the decision a few years ago to do that, and I think with the backlash, they kind of backpedaled a bit, and...
Yeah.
I think they wanted to do that.
But... Actually, this year was a huge... Well, the event, the Nintendo event, that tournament was awesome. Like, everyone who watched it said it was awesome.
I know it
wasn't like a train wreck like a lot of people expected. So that's kind of cool. And last year they had a Smash Brothers tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So they are kind of doing their own thing. They don't just drop fucking cars out of the ceiling and talk about, like, you know, how many fucking games they got. I guess.
Yeah.
They didn't have anything this year, but they did show off quite a bit. Like, cool stuff last year. None of that came to fruition, which sucks. They sort of just, okay, well, we have another system, you know, more coming next year. Here's what we have.
Focus on what's coming out now.
Here's what, like, what we've taken and said, like, you know what, just wrap it up, finish it.
Basically.
And so we can show it. And that's all we got. We got a bunch of 3DS games that have never been announced, that don't look done. Star Fox looks like it was rushed.
Yeah.
Zelda not even shown at all. Mario Maker is not a Mario game. It's like a Nintendo experience kind of thing. Like, I wouldn't count it as, like, Galaxy 3 or Mario Maker. Like,
no.
It's not a standalone, right? It's not a pillar.
No, it's just a Mario game.
Yeah. So either way, I just wanted to have a conversation about that. I think it was successful. Do you want them to pivot or not? Seems like now's the time, like, whatever decisions they make in the next 2 years, it's gonna have, you know, ripple effect for the next 10.
Yeah. I'm waiting. I'm hoping Star Fox and Zelda are a good time. Mostly Star Fox, because that's in the near future.
I don't know if it's gonna be better than Star Fox 64, that's all.
Nothing ever will be, but...
But they can try.
No.
That's it for me. Do you have anything else you want to talk about? I mean, I could stretch, but...
No, I think I'd just be stretching.
Cool.
Covered everything I wanted to get to.
The last thing I want to do is, special treat for the end of this episode. We've been doing, bike tours in Amherstburg and LaSalle.
Oh, yeah?
And, we brought the computer along and recorded an episode, and it was awesome.
Oh, you brought it on the bike tour?
Yeah. We brought the computer on the bike tour. We recorded episode 112, and it was going well. Like, we were outdoors, and it sounded amazing. There was no echo into the mic. It was perfect. We talked about cool shit. We were drinking beers. It was awesome. And this light turned on, and we're like, oh, shit, someone's going to come. Like, let's just wrap it.
Where were you?
We were at the Libro Center, like the sports complex in Amherstburg.
I don't think I knew it, but anyway.
So we were there, and they're like, someone's going to come. We're drinking. Let's just wrap it up. We'll go to the next spot and record more. Never did that. So we had, like, a broken episode, but it was still fine. There was kind of an ending in there, which is out now, episode 112. So we're like, you know what? That was a lot of fun. Let's do it again. The complete opposite experience. Like, it was raining. We were riding our bikes. We a little bit more booze this time. And, like, we were talking about stuff. We jibbed a little bit. So it's, like, a lot of it's just me and Dan talking about Big Brother. Who did you like? Like, literally, that's it. And 20 minutes in, just searchlights and, like
who's searching?
Cops.
Just looking for you in the woods? I don't know.
We're at a sports complex. We're at, like, a park.
So you're allowed to be there, right?
Like, you're not allowed to be drunk and stoned there.
No, but people can go hang out in there.
Yeah, so if this guy decided he wanted to come and take a look, hey, what are you guys up to? That's, like, a ticket.
Yeah.
And I'm 30, I got a family, and I was like, I've never done it. I haven't done anything like that in a long time, unless we're, like, here, where it's just kind of accepted, you just have a beer at the park.
Yeah.
Amherstburg, who knows? They might throw the book at you. So, there's searchlights, it's raining, I'm, like, trapped. And, like, the car's coming along, like, getting closer to us, and just thinking, like, if this thing, like, first thing is first, let's ditch all the booze, all everything like that. So, like, I bailed, did all that. We ended up with, like, a fractured episode. There's no exit. And it's, I haven't even listened to it, but good news for our listeners is it's coming up right now. This 20 minute
segment. Is the escape on there?
The escape is not on there. I tried to record it.
That's what I want to hear.
I know. We lost it. We completely lost it. And
how'd you escape? I'm curious.
everything was ditched. We just put the computer back in the backpacks and rode off.
And they never got you?
They never got us. Mm-hmm. And like, I had never even thought ditch the beers and you're safe.
Yeah, at the end of the day, they're going to be assholes to you, but you can just always say, those aren't mine.
No, yeah, like, I was reaching in my bag, I'm like, fuck. And there was 4 cans of beer. I'm like, am I really debating this? Like, just, I took them out, I just set them on the table, and then we just bounced. And I mean, the night was a success. We went back to Dan's, we got a pizza, we had a fire, I mean, it dried up, we swam in his pool. It was good. It was a good night, but it made for a bad episode. And, like, that feeling of being trapped, it's like, never again, I'm not going to do that again.
Yeah.
Maybe it was because I was jibbed a little bit that I was so paranoid.
Yeah, man, like, it's not that bad. As long as they didn't catch you with an open beer in your hand, there's nothing they could have done to you.
No.
They could have got really mad and made your life a little harder, and who needs that stress when you're just trying to have fun? But, well, like,
if you think about it, they already did their worst, which is make me uncomfortable enough to leave.
Yeah.
So, like, that was their goal. That's what TJ was saying. He's like, they probably just want to get us out of here, so flash some lights, we'll bounce.
Well, those cops in Amherstburg and LaSalle, they're always just trying to, you know, if you're walking down the street past 12 at night, they're going to stop you and talk to you.
But I'm not going to be the guy like, oh, I thought this was America.
It's, yeah,
like,
I don't want to breaking the law right now. Life.
Like, that's a ticket. He can't see that and do nothing. So, like, we protected ourselves by ditching everything. And then we went back to Dan's and continued to party. But, yeah, long story short, we got 20 minutes of chaos coming up. Tacking it on at the end of this episode of SideQuest. If you have any questions, go to all range mode, leave them in the show thread, and that's about it. SideQuest completed. Side what do you say out. when you beat a SideQuest?
SideQuest finished. Yeah. Quest.
Quest closed?
Quest completed.
Quest completed, yeah. Mission accomplished.
Quest completed.
Alright, we're out.
I'm out.
Scoot right in. Remember your content from last week?
I'm moving it.
We're talking about TV show.
I need a light. I need one more light. That's the final light I need.
How about like a subpar light?
Yeah. I'll get it to where I need it right here.
Are we talking about Alone tonight?
Yes.
No, I can't. I didn't watch it, but
I can.
Oh, you did.
I will give exactly what Chad gave last week.
Well, good. From my perspective. If anything,
spoiler-free review.
I mean, you don't have to go critical.
Well, here's
no, I'm not going to.
We can
just wait. You'll see.
We can come back. Can't we come back like when it's half season? Hey, remember no, when we talked about it?
Hold on.
I don't know what TJ's.
How good was it?
First of all, when is half season?
Yeah.
I'm assuming
it's only 10 episodes. Which it means says it in the synopsis.
And I think they have to drag it out.
Which means...
We are half season.
Is that Vance still fucking there, man?
Oh my god, Jesus, there's someone behind you.
Let's...
behind you.
Is it recording?
Yeah.
If you did like a... oh, hey!
Chad, there's someone behind.
Hey, as our special guest, you want to bring us in?
She has been waiting weeks to say that.
Yeah, about as the 1.5 seconds. My drunken mind said, just let it go. No filter part.
Say that joke, TJ.
TJ, can I know you've good been joke. Got me so good.
I hate you guys.
All right, we're on episode 112.
13.
13! Chad, we're coming up. We have to have a Halo special.
Halo Reach.
Oh, 117?
Yeah. Just play Halo Reach. Just play Halo Reach fucking
all right. Match. Okay.
Just play two matches.
So hello and welcome to the All Reach World Podcast.
That time, wouldn't it?
We are again at Libro. Oh shit. Someone's coming. We're out in the dark.
What's a drug deal?
It's a fucking meetup. We're going to get killed.
Nice.
Drug deal's going to fucking kill. Don't give a shit about Nerdcast.
Okay, listen to this. We're sitting in the rain in a pavilion at some storm. Local.
You can see a storm.
No, we're in the storm.
There's like, I can hear it.
Oh, you hear that rain?
Honestly, there should just be 10 minutes of silence and listening to the rain in this episode.
Just and, like, we'll just leave the mic on when we go.
And now a moment of tranquility.
There's two cars that pulled up to the closest parking lot. What, one shut his
100 yards?
Yeah, about 100 yards away.
It's do you have like infrared on your phones? Because iPhones don't have that.
Oh no. My god. No, we don't. Incredible.
I'll bet 5-1 blowjob.
First car turns its lights off, sits there in blackness, and we make jokes that it's coming for us. Then another car pulls up. It's either a drug deal or gay fags. It's the gay bridge of Amherstburg. Do you remember that? You remember that.
What, your racism? That's not racist.
You're not a race if you like dicks in your mouth.
Fine. Sexism.
Fair enough.
It's not sexism.
Like I don't know. It's Amherstburg.
Homophobia.
It's Amherstburg fag bridge.
Every town's got like a fag meetup.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not racist, homophobic, or anything.
Well, you said the word fag.
TJ doesn't even know what level of offensive he is.
Yeah, not sure.
How am I being offensive? It's not racism.
Anyway, when we used to go downtown, there's this like, I don't know, it's like a docking thing for like, I don't know. It's right on the water, and this is where all these cars park.
Right. It was just a pool.
It was a gay meetup spot.
Yeah, but what was it there for? There was like nothing there.
Yeah, it was a park that had a parking lot to like go play fucking baseball on one baseball diamond.
Oh, really? Yeah. We always went there at night, so I couldn't see shit.
Is this on the river?
Yeah.
Mill Street.
Near Mill. Yeah, that big mill. The wooden mill thing. Yeah. Anyways, the gays used to park there.
Why do they call it Mill Street? Suck. Not just the gays.
No, the gays. Anybody. The gays would go there and suck dicks.
Guys and girls would go hook up there.
No. It was a known gay spot for gays to go.
How do you know?
You went to a gay spot.
Because we used to fucking...
Yeah, Tecumseh and... you used to get gay and go down there and...
What's it called?
Oh, Jackson Park?
Jackson Park.
Yeah, I know that. I used to live right across the street.
I remember you were saying
it. You sound like a gay fag now. I've been going to all these gay fag spots.
There's the one in Jackson Park.
And now we're at the one in Mill Street.
We used to go to the gay one on Mill all the time.
We haven't even explained the reason why we went to the gay one. We would go there and throw firecrackers at them.
One time Doug talked to one of them. We rolled the window down.
Yeah, it was bad.
He's just like, hey, what's going on? Not much. What are you guys doing? And we're just like,
no, remember we got Doug. We made Doug talk gay. So I was like, "Hey, what are you doing?" The guy's like, "Oh yeah."
Good story.
Oh yeah.
Fucking dicks tonight. How about you? It's pretty neat.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you know, just.
There's more coming to this spot.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing?
That's why I stopped because I.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, and then like, oh shit, car's coming. There's so many people. This is like a fucking panel.
Let's do an intro, please. Please.
I thought we did.
I don't know. We're still in it. TJ, he's like,
what the
when
fuck am I even
is my cut point? I'm thinking about what song this could possibly.
I can smoke a gym when I'm with you. Just this in the background. All right.
That's it. No matter how bad.
Hello.
Entire episode.
Hello.
Welcome.
Yep.
To the show.
I'm not
TJ.
Doing it.
And Joe.
Why is it so
And me.
This is the All Libro Podcast.
Yeah, episode Libro.
Sponsored by Libro.
What is Libro? A bank?
I don't know. There's WFC. This is the WFCU Pavilion.
Where you get your money.
This is?
Yeah.
Sponsored by Libro.
That's right there.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You guys
this
hear those ghosts wailing?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Two can. Are we? Is this thing fucking rounded? Yeah. Is this thing fucking rounded or something?
TJ's and Teeter Totter.
Listen to the Wi-Hi's.
I did hear Wahoo out there.
Stop. You can't. Guys, inaudible. It's going to make a lot of noise.
You're wrong.
TJ's tippy tottering.
Did you say you're hearing people scream in the wilderness?
Yeah. Why? Wahoo!
I heard Mario. Oh, and then it.
Yeah.
It's all I heard. What the fuck?
Is anyone
That's what the gays are doing.
TV, movies, games. We got just TJ. Tell me what to talk about.
All right.
Want to go into TV first?
You can do a proper intro if you want.
Shit.
No, that's fine.
Hello and welcome to the All Arrangement Podcast. This is episode 113. My name's Joe.
I'm Chad.
Dan. I'm TJ.
And I cut Chad off of you. Chad,
welcome to the show, motherfucker.
Yeah, bye. Watch it.
Yeah,
I'll
save it.
That was the best 5 minutes.
What are you talking about? What are we talking about first?
Alone.
Oh, TV.
Television.
Oh,
TV.
Right. A TV.
We can definitely dump in a TV.
So I watched the first episode on Thursday.
Okay.
And I was in. I was like, this is good. I like this. And I can definitely watch this. And
oh,
I fucking,
nice.
I killed episodes 2 to 5 with Emily last night.
Really?
And
oh, you're caught up.
I was lying awake last night, living in that forest in my mind, just thinking what how I would survive. Like,
wow,
40-minute episodes, 4 episodes. I couldn't sleep last night. I got out of bed and I said, "Fuck it."
2 hours.
Really? It kept you up.
It kept me up. I went to bed at midnight and had to come back an hour later at 1.
Wow. Holy shit. That's incredible.
You woke up to watch the next episode?
No. It was done.
He couldn't go to sleep.
Just shit.
I put on
I'm very, very excited to watch it.
Well, that makes me pretty
I have to start
excited.
Downloading. I was trying to use our like Android box thing to stream, and the stream is too slow. Mm. So I kind of just fell right off. But TJ's comments are pretty...
Yeah, it's serious.
I do feel like I'm overselling it. It's just a
show.
No, you're not
overselling it. That was perfect.
The idea
was such a perfect recap.
That was beautiful.
It's one of those shows that you put a few episodes in and you're in. You're hooked in.
I'm already in. Okay, I'm getting around to watching it.
It's crazy. Like the one guy is like, I'm a cop from Columbus. Like in the first episode.
Yeah.
And fucking.
Yeah. I'm actually kind of mad.
And like,
how many people have dropped it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
a
fucking pussy.
Survival experts.
Yeah, I want you to encounter an animal, and stay and be like, no big deal.
The guy that's seen the cougar out front.
Yeah.
No, what did you say? Like,
the
eaten by cougars. Yeah, that's all we kept saying is
Mitch is cool.
Mountain
Mitch
lion.
Is good.
All right, so Chad, I can't wait. To go watch some asshole get eaten by a mountain lion because that's going to be so much possible.
People could die, right?
I assume so.
Yeah.
Oh, Kawhi.
Listen, they're out in the wilderness.
It's on NBC.
Recording themselves. Equipped with at most pepper spray, bear grade, let's call it. They call it like bear spray.
Yeah.
And a flare. That's it. That's all I have.
And they have a fucking like
you can pepper spray a bear?
Knife?
Why am I not in the wilderness?
There's
bear per spray.
Well,
bear per spray.
Dude, there's a guy from Windsor.
Yeah. There's a guy from Windsor, Ontario.
They show his house. I'm like, I could find that house.
Please do. We'll go to his house and say, how'd you do? And was it fake?
Was it fake?
No, he was on the...
Exclusive.
I read... what actually got me onto the show was I read... he was back in Windsor.
Okay.
What?
On the Windsor Star. Like, they wrote an article about him bailing out so early. And,
spoiler alert!
He was just like, I couldn't do it. I lost my thing. I couldn't fucking figure
that
it
out. That was bitch, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, because he was
I lost
in.
My phone.
He was so angry.
I was rooting for that guy.
Yeah, he was cool, too.
He was cool.
Is your laptop being rained on?
I like the gas roller.
Yeah.
I lost my phone like 4 hours ago.
Lucas is good. Mitch is really good.
Alan's pretty good, too, man.
Yeah, Alan's like...
fucking opera.
That was incredible.
He's 6'3".
Okay.
I'm 6'3".
We'll do a 5-episode... Oh, shit, it is 5 episodes.
240 pounds?
270 pounds.
Anyway.
I wish we could do a 5th episode... recap, but I'm the only one who hasn't seen the 5th episode.
I haven't seen episode one, so...
This time next week, episode six will be out. You'll be at least up to five.
Buddy, I got a lot of free time.
All right, cool.
I'm going to watch it.
Anyways.
I don't like how they... I think I mentioned it, that they carry over
the recap
commercials.
Yeah, it's fine. It sucks. It
goes a while. And it's
Is History on Demand?
What?
I don't have cable.
I have On Demand. I wonder if it's History on Demand.
You know what's the most
if
On Demand?
That'd be sick.
Is the internet.
Yeah, but I mean, if I could just watch it without downloading it.
It could get worse.
That'd be dope. That'd be dope.
Where's he going? He's burping.
Is there a sound blanket we can drape?
Yeah.
It's a pretty big blanket.
It won't even be that loud.
The fucking...
It'll be soothing.
It's just going to put people to sleep. It's nice.
All right. That's really not nice. A flowing ocean in the background, in case you're wondering.
Either it's going to be bearable, or it's going to ruin it. And there's nothing we can do.
I think it's just important that we're all really loud.
All right, then.
Cool.
So Alone's pretty good.
Yeah.
It is good.
I'm so excited. I'm really excited to see it.
I'm actually most excited for the last half of the season. This is where the shit gets real. Like,
that guy
we go from
a fucking canoe.
Nothing to... Yeah, that's insane. Nothing to, like, serious long-term survival.
An old man fashioning
two of those guys
out of a single
are out there for 6 months. That's what I want.
Did he have sweet oars, too? Were they, like, varnished?
Yeah, the one guy's like...
He varnished
his own oars. My goal's 90 days. I'm going to go sleep whenever.
It's real, though.
One guy says, like, my kid could be a year older. You know, that's the mentality
with
to have.
Middle.
I think that, like, that goofy kid...
He made this.
Sam?
Gonna fucking
out of a log. Or,
Lucas? Yeah, yeah.
Because they don't show him
next
at all.
On History
Channel. And he's just... Always just winning,
He makes
I
two
guess.
Jokes in the first week, and he gets fucking two scenes, and that's it.
Yeah.
He's hardcore.
Maybe he's just masturbating the whole time, and they couldn't use any of the footage.
He kind of cracked, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he did.
He masturbated the whole time. Fuck. We can't use any of this guy's footage. We paid him $500,000 to walk into the wilderness... And then he just pulled his penis out for the whole entire thing. We couldn't show any of it. His penis was just out.
He made a couple of
jokes. Every camera angle. Hey, guys, it's me again.
He jerked off for four straight days. Only stopping to nap.
We couldn't show any of his story. It's been 8 days. I have jerked off 32 times. It's been 8 days.
All right, let's move on, okay? Let's move on.
All right, what else you want to talk about? Sorry.
Have you guys heard of a scrotal recall?
I've heard of
yes.
it.
Yes.
I don't want to see it.
Yeah?
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah.
The worst part about that show is the name.
Okay.
It's a show?
Oh, it's a show.
It's a TV show.
Oh, I thought it was like a parody.
Yeah, I
like
thought...
Like one scary movie.
You know that hot... Black chick from Misfits?
Yeah.
Yep.
She's in it.
Don't be racist.
It's not racist. I'm sorry. The hot African American. No, she's in it. She's half black and she's hot and she's in it. It's a pretty good show.
What
it's
is it about? What's a fucking name like that?
Honestly, it's stupid. It's about this guy.
Is it about his balls at all?
It's about a guy who gets like syphilis or some shit.
Scrotal recall.
And he's got to contact all his old sex partners just to. Inform them of the fact that
that sounds pretty good. Actually,
it's
a good premise.
Well, yeah, it's fine. It's just it's an okay, easy half-hour TV comedy watch. It's British, and the characters are likable.
I'll try it maybe one time.
I'm not like highly recommending it to you. I watched the fucking thing and I forgot to mention it.
Stop laughing. You watched the whole thing.
It's like 8 episodes.
All right, cool.
It's 4 hours.
She said that's not gonna happen.
I'm just trying to be informative.
I'll watch an episode just one time. That's what she said. That's why I was laughing. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, just one time.
I'll probably watch it just one time. TJ, we'll watch Scrotal Recall for you. And I'm going to watch Alone, too.
I watch with my wife. Fuck you.
What am I watching right now? Just Big Brother.
Talk about Big Brother. You guys like it?
Who do you like?
It's really just, not that exciting. Now that
not a lot's happening.
Liz and Julia can stay on TV as long as possible.
So hot, am I right?
So hot. The idea of two identical hot friends.
I was like, oh yeah, I don't think that girl's good looking at all. Oh, man.
No, I played that game.
Why do you have all the good looking people on this show? She gets
Buddy, that one girl, I was like, ugly.
She's so hot.
Buddy, the one girl, I was like, she looks like she got hit by a train. And then 2 days later, she said, I got hit by a train.
We're like, shut the fuck up.
I was Big Brother's watching me. This is not happening.
Big Brother's watching you.
That's the true Big Brother, is they watch the audience.
Oh my God.
No, but yeah, she actually got hit by a train.
Yeah?
That's why she looks like that.
That's insanity.
Yeah, she's like Mark Hamill in Return of the Jedi. He got hit by a car. Oh no, it was Empire. He got hit by a car and he...
So who do you want to win though? I don't even have a favorite.
I could go for Austin, the nerdy guy who Austin's... hasn't really done anything.
I hate the nerd.
Done.
Austin sucks.
Who else could win?
He's this wrestler who's like...
Since you guys are just talking about fucking Big Brother.
Yeah,
like pitching water cooler conversations. Who do you think is going to go home now?
It's not like in-depth critical thought.
Yeah, I was crazy when the
pros versus cons.
I watch it.
Who do you want to win?
I watch it every week.
It's pretty good. I've said my piece so often, I don't even want to talk about Big Brother, but I'm glad we're watching it together.
Yeah, it's nice.
When something cool happens, it will be cool.
I always text you, or want to text you, but I'm like, I watch it DVR'd, so
I might be late. No, I might be late.
Oh.
Either way. I'm watching Daredevil, and I can't get through episode 5. I've tried many times.
Me neither. I don't like it.
It's just so slow.
The one fight scene was cool, though.
The fight scenes are cool, but
one fight scene.
Dialogue between like Kingpin and his fucking his hotness.
Yeah.
I don't want to go outside.
It's bad.
But now there's you. And it's like I can't get through a scene without falling asleep. Literally.
I don't like it.
I thought it sucks.
Any other TV I'm watching? There's True Detective and The Brink. We already talked about True Detective. The Brink is kind of entertaining.
Just quickly, I want to know what you guys think. Don't go too deep. I don't even know the premise of this True Detective, but what are you thinking?
I ain't seen it.
It's entertaining for an hour a week. Definitely.
It's not anywhere near last season then. Because that show was fucking
awesome. I don't know. The last episode that I saw was pretty serious. Like, I think it was like their parallel to the one shot with the shootout in season one. Remember, like it followed. McConaughey like inside of houses, through different houses, like he's jumping over fences. And
dude,
shit.
Dude, I'm just you saying that. I'm rewatching that show. I love that.
Yeah,
show.
It's so good.
No, but it is good.
It's like always a scene to think about.
McConaughey's so fucking good.
Real shit goes down. In the latest episode.
I want to see...
We're not even halfway. Episode 2 and 4 have been, like, seriously solid.
Sweet. I'm kind of excited to just bang it out.
Catch up immediately. Catch up immediately, man. Because I want to talk to you about it.
Okay.
Me and Kyle. That's it.
I have to do it because I'm telling Jess, I'm like, I really want to watch this. I loved season 1. She's like, well, I don't like Vince Vaughn. Well, fuck you then. I'll watch alone.
Vince Vaughn's really weird in this show.
In a good way, though?
Yeah, I suppose.
I've been watching Deadliest Catch.
How many fish?
Quite a bit. I just downloaded... The only complete season I could find was season 9. I think we're at, like, 13 right now.
Wow.
But,
I enjoy that show every time it's on TV.
It's awesome. It's
that would be a fucking crazy job, dude.
Yeah. Have you seen River Monsters?
Yeah, I love that
show. How does it compare to that? Because I like River Monsters.
Is River Monsters the guy who was like, there's a guy in Kenya who was eaten by a giant tarantula.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need to find it. I must talk to all the natives. And it's just like, oh, so bad. He talks to all the native people, same thing, and then they don't find it. And then the show ends every single time.
He catches a big fucking fish, though, every time.
Not necessarily.
He catches like 3 or 4 giant fish. Have you seen the one where he caught the grouper?
No. Hey, who can point me in the direction of my premium beers?
He catches a grouper, and it's literally the size of the fucking, like, Triceratops in Jurassic Park 1. It looks like him standing next to that.
There was no Triceratops in
Jurassic. I think there's a video of a guy...
The one that took a shit, that's sick.
Triceratops. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Did you know the Triceratops doesn't exist?
Did you know that?
It's actually a dinosaur that looks just like the Triceratops. They thought there was two.
With blue skin.
No.
What?
Multiple people can discover a dinosaur, and then there's no irrefutable proof that it's the same species, right? Because there's so many possibilities of species. Look at a fucking jaguar and a mountain lion.
Exact same skull, different species. Anyway, they're narrowing it down, and the Triceratops was actually a dinosaur that looked just like a Triceratops, called like the Ragnophalotops or something.
Ragnophalotops.
Who gives a shit?
I feel like that's just insignificant details.
Propaganda. Exactly. Anyway, well, insignificant. The Triceratops doesn't exist.
Yeah, but there's
you call that insignificant?
There's another dinosaur that just swallowed.
That's like
it.
Pluto not being a planet.
Exactly, insignificant.
Well, it means a lot to me.
Pluto did not change its mass when it did not become a planet, or its shape, or its orbit.
It did in my heart.
Anyway. Sorry, Pluto. I'm sorry.
TJ hates Pluto and Triceratops eye.
Pluto?
Pluto?
Okay, no Pluto?
I'm going to give up right there.
Pluto?
Pluto
eye? Alright, I got 30. Does anyone else have TV?
No, it's time to move on. Wait, you guys were talking about Triceratops show. Oh, Deadliest Catch. Go on.
No, that was River Monsters. Okay. Deadliest Catch is really good. Deadliest Catch is not like it.
Hold on. Really good?
Deadliest Catch is really good.
Or just good?
No, I love that show. Right. It just follows like 4 or 5 different boats.
Yeah, they follow different boats, different crew members.
Different team members, and always the same guys on the same boats. And they go out and they're like fishing for crab. And it's like shit happens, and they fight sometimes.
And it's like the most dangerous job.
Yeah, they're like out in the like this darker than this in the middle of the ocean no fucking
in the Atlantic Ocean, and
the waves are white capping, just like goodies. And they're just they've got this hook, and they're like just chuck it onto the side, and then they pull in
it's fucking nuts
the racks, and it's fucking it is crazy.
And this other guy was like no, and people go do that. I could never do that.
There was a guy that just started at my work like a month ago.
He's
from Nova Scotia, and he did that. And he got fired because the second day he started, he got
it's
a
all
tattoo.
Fake.
Got a tattoo on his neck from like the bottom of his ear, like to where you can't see it past his shirt, like just huge. And they're like, "Yeah, no,
you know what's wrong? Out. What did it say on the tattoo?
You fired someone for a tattoo?
Yeah, on his neck. The second day he started,
he was a fisherman. He was a crab
it
fisher.
It said Brooke, but it looked like it said broke. And then the joke was instantly, it's like, dude, you got a job, you're not broke anymore. You know, that tattoo. He's like, it's broke, it's my daughter's name. And then they fired him the next year. And then they also...
That can't be why.
No, it was. And he looked like a crackhead.
So well, maybe that's
he
why
he got
fired
from
him.
From your job?
Yeah. Not because he looked like
I thought
one.
He got
maybe
fired
he
off the fucking Deadliest Catch boat. No, he came over here to...
Oh, I thought they kicked him off the show for the Brooke tattoo.
Whoa, Joe's in a different...
No, you were telling me why
you're
this guy...
You're going back and forth in this story.
You're telling me
oh,
why
there was
this
a
guy
that started
Deadliest Catch.
At my work who fished on boats like that, not Deadliest Catch. He wasn't on the fucking show.
No, I know.
And then he came to my work, and
I
he got
thought he came to your work because he got a tattoo on his face. Yeah, and neck. Got kicked off of Deadliest Catch, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm with you. That's what I thought,
please
too.
Tell me that's not what
no,
you
No, your story was that, because that's what me and Chad both heard. Simultaneously.
I think he started saying he worked. He started working at my work.
It wasn't a thing like.
Then he
got
a neck tattoo,
and
then they fired him. You got this all under
because
whack.
Of the neck tattoo.
Have you started a job before, and then the next day got a tattoo the size of your face on the side of your neck?
Who the fuck though?
Why
Who
the
cares?
Fuck would they want to keep you?
Tattoo on the size of your face, the side of your neck.
Yeah, it was huge. It's like, yeah.
Would you keep that guy?
No. You're talking to fucking, like...
No.
Like, CEOs of like, the fucking...
Did they say that's
injection
why?
Part of, like, GM.
We're not doing that.
There's some...
Did they tell
boys.
Him why? Tattoo sucks.
No, he just was shit. They're like, yeah, it's not working out. Shit.
I'm doing Kyle legs right now. Shaking my feet. Yeah, the...
Anyway.
So fucking go on to the
I
big games.
I think we should
skip
movies. Yeah, we should skip movies.
Unless you watch movies.
Did I watch movies?
No,
I watched Collateral today. Sucks still.
I watched Man of Steel and I don't know about it.
Oh, I watched Interstellar again. And upon rewatch,
hold on. If we're gonna do movies, let's cut it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
movies.
Are we actually doing movies? All right,
sweet. Now that we're gonna do the movies. I
cut
watched
it.
Inter-
no,
bang, bang, bang.
Wait, you save it.
Yes.
Movie.
Cut it.
God oh, damn that's it. What you mean.
I thought you wanted.